You're listening to SBS News.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Former US President Donald Trump made the announcement for his presidential candidacy in front of a crowd of supporters gathered at his Mar-a-Lago mansion in Florida. The decision from the twice-impeached former president comes amid a string of losses for his favoured congressional candidates in the midterm elections, where a wave of blue has retained control of the Senate. Mr. Trump has also been confronting a slew of legal challenges, including a Department of Justice investigation into the alleged mishandling of documents at his Florida residence, and a series of inquiries relating to the January 6 Capitol attack. The controversial former president took aim at current US President Joe Biden, framing his own candidacy as a movement rather than merely a conventional presidential race.
That we will be taking on the most corrupt forces and entrenched interests imaginable. Our country is in a horrible state. We're in grave trouble. This is not a task for a politician or a conventional candidate. This is a task for a great movement that embodies the courage, confidence, and the spirit of the American people. This is a movement. This is not for any one individual. This is a job for tens of millions of proud people working together from all across the land and from all walks of life, young and old, black and white, Hispanic and Asian, many of whom we have brought together for the very, very first time.
But Mr. Trump's bid comes up against a few potential challenges, including the recently re-elected Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his former Vice President Mike Pence. Trump has frequently criticised Mr. DeSantis, even mocking him with the nickname Ron DeSanctimonious. But speaking just prior to Mr. Trump's announcement, Ron DeSantis insisted he won't be intimidated by the former president's criticisms.
Well, you know, one of the things I've learned, in this job is when you're leading, when you're getting things done, yeah, you take incoming fire. That's just the nature of it. And yet, I think what you learn is all that's just noise. And really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks?
There are concerns over what methods Mr. Trump will use to garner support now that he must battle potential candidates for the presidency. University of Technology Sydney social media lecturer Francesco Bailo says Trump's Make America Great Again movement represents the most fringe sector of the Republican Party and raises concerns for further conspiratorial political tactics.
We know that Trump has been already attacking a potential candidate, a potential rival, so DeSantis, before. So it might be that actually this might push Trump's even more towards the extreme or the fringe, and then into this conspiratorial kind of environment. Again, in some sense, differentiating it even more from the rest of the Republican Party.
There are also concerns Mr. Trump is using the presidential bid as a means of avoiding his legal battles, but legal experts are insisting this is misguided. Director of Research at United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney, Jared Monshine, has told SBS News that while a presidential run would not technically impact the legal cases involving Mr. Trump, it could make investigations more difficult. One thing that's certain is that Mr. Trump's announcement looks to mobilise support and eliminate any opposition in the 2024 presidential race. The former president repeatedly took aim at Joe Biden's economic management, blaming inflation and record gas prices on his leadership.
We are a failing nation. For millions of Americans, the past 2 years under Joe Biden have been a time of pain, hardship, anxiety, and despair. As we speak, inflation is the highest in over 50 years. Gas prices have reached the highest levels in history. Joe Biden has intentionally surrendered our energy independence. There is no longer even a thought of dominance, and we are now begging for energy help from foreign nations, many of whom find us detestable.
Mr. Trump vowed to overhaul the way elections are run, claiming that the elimination of early voting would prevent cheating. He also pledged to push for the death penalty for drug dealers and rehire members of the military who had been dismissed for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. CNN fact-checker Daniel Dale told the network that Trump's announcement was filled with a host of inaccurate claims.
But it was still less accurate than anything you'll hear from basically anyone else in politics. Just wildly incorrect claims. The claim that ISIS was defeated in 3 weeks, that he went decades without a war, that no previous president had taken in $1 from China. These claims are not even close to true. And then there was a general narrative about the economy under him. He can say whatever he wants about the pre-pandemic economy, but he suggested that the economy was thriving 2 years ago when he left office. Look, he left office with the unemployment rate about double what it is today.
It's clear that Mr. Trump is ready to put in a fight for the 2024 presidential race and is refusing to let his various legal battles or opponents get in the way.
But just as I promised in 2016, I am your voice. I am your voice. The Washington establishment wants to silence us, but we will not let them do that. What we have built together over the past 6 years is the greatest movement in history because it is not about politics. It's about our love for this great country, America, and we're not going to let it fail.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.